The mighty warriors left early, as they will be the first athletes to take to the field of play on August 3rd in their opening Group F game against the mighty Germans. They will then follow up this match with other standard tests against Canada on August 6th and Australia on August 9th, who are both ranked in the top 10 in the world. Coach Shadrack Mlauzi says although their camping has not been all that a bed of roses, they will be ready after playing the friendly matches they've been promised while in Brazil.
3 weeks training camp. At this stage, it will suffer us for the tournament. But we can certainly say we'll be ready when we start playing friendly matches.
Mlauzi says they've been studying their opponents' style of play and is confident that the mighty Warriors will match them player for player.
We've analyzed each and every opponent. All players know what we're up against. And we can certainly say we'll be up there and compete with them.
However, statistics and events leading to the Rio Olympic Games should be enough to worry Zimbabweans and their team. The Mighty Warriors qualified for the Rio Olympic Games after playing only 2 qualifiers against Zambia and Cameroon. The Zimbabweans were supposed to have played the Ivory Coast, but the West Africans withdrew from the competition. This means of all the teams in the group, Zimbabwe had the easiest qualification route to Rio. Germany had the toughest route to the Global Sporting Festival. The Germans had to fight to get one of the 3 places reserved for Europe at the 2015 World Cup Finals in order to get a place in Rio following a change of the European qualification process. The Mighty Warriors' preparations have been the worst of the 4 teams in the group. The Zimbabweans did not play a single international friendly match while in camp, even against a men's under-18 or under-20 side. On the other hand, Germany, Australia and Canada were busy on the international front as they played high-profile matches to fine-tune their teams for the Global Sporting Festival. What is also interesting is that apart from the Mighty Warriors, Zimbabwe has 13 other athletes who will be representing the country in Rio. Ironically, most of them are not talking about winning medals from the Olympic Games, but putting up a good show. Even Wirimai Joao, who finished 7th at the 2012 Games in London, is not dreaming of bringing back home a medal, but is instead focusing on putting up a decent performance.
We are hoping that if everything else well, we'll do our best as we always do. We can't promise to be first or second or number one, but what we always promise to go out there and do our best and present our country very well.
Shooter Michael Nicholson, who represented the country at the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens, is 12 years later still talking of giving it his best shot instead of aiming for at least a bronze medal.
I'm going there to give it my best, do my best, shoot the technique as my coach keeps on saying it. And if I can continue to shoot like I'm shooting in practice, then anything is possible.
Zimbabwe came back with nothing from the 2012 London Games, and chances are that the same will happen in 2016. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.